This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, I say this every year, I think, JPP, when we have you on. I said you're one of the reasons why I'm glad I don't play anymore.
Right.
Because
right.
All the defensive linemen actually now look like you. I mean, except maybe for a few of the defensive tackles, like Snacks Harrison inside.
Yeah.
But I will say that the athleticism and the length of your arms and just how quickly you guys get around the corner these days. I mean, everybody's a Bruce Smith these days. It's not like there was a Bruce Smith on one team. Maybe you run into a Reggie White. You know, maybe a Chris Dolman here or there, but now everybody has a guy that's built just like you.
Most definitely, you know, but you got to take the hard work to put in, man, because, you know, I'm 28 now. You know, I remember those days when I came into the league, I was 295 pounds,
right.
Almost 295. But played well, but now I'm getting older, man, you know, just got to keep that weight down and, you know, keep that physical part going, you know, because you can lose sight of that.
You know, it's funny, you're 28. You sound like an old man, right? You're saying you're 28, but more than I think any other year that you've been a Giant and you came into the league immediate success as a team, this team is expected to go far. Now, last year, of course, you lose to Green Bay, and a lot of people thought, well, that team, your team a year ago was good enough. But what's the difference being in that locker room? I know training camp's not that old yet, but is it tangible, the difference in that locker room versus last couple years?
I think the difference in that locker room is everybody just having fun. You know, the chemistry there, you know, what we've been trying to build, you know, for the longest here. You know, each year the team had chemistry, but you can actually see the guys are, you know, talking to one another, getting along with them, you know, studying. You know,
we saw the dance video.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There's a couple of
them. I tried to tell them to keep them off there, man.
Were you in the middle of that dance video? Were you in that?
I don't know. Did you see me?
I couldn't find you.
I don't have no moves, man.
No? Neither does Eli.
There's only one move they really want you to have. That's the swim move around the corner.
I'm trying to tell you.
By the way, what do you think of your new teammate, Brandon Marshall?
Brandon Marshall, man, he's a cool guy, man. As far as I know, like, I've been around him. You know, I talked to him. You know, very positive guy, man. You know, if you're going through anything, you know, because outside of football, it's family members or whatever. You can talk to him, and, you know, he'll steer you right. And all the players respect that.
You know, it's kind of interesting. I've been working with him at Showtime the last few years. Mm-hmm. He's a pain in the ass.
Well,
I mean, always
you,
sometimes you
maybe to you, but not to me.
No, but, you know, it's interesting because, you know, I remember, you know, talking to him last year. He struggled with the Jets, the whole thing.
Right.
Doesn't really want to go back down that road again. Mm-hmm. And when he signed with the Giants, he said the reason that he wanted to come here was because of those expectations. He's never been in the playoffs, let alone the Super Bowl, but he wanted the expectations. He wanted to be a part of a team that has players like Odell Beckham Jr. on it, Sterling Shepard on it, and the addition of, you know, I mean, it just seems like more and more players that Jerry Reese has picked up over the last few years has really set you guys up pretty nicely. So the expectations are there from him. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they're there from you. In terms of the practice, the intensity, and everything else, do you feel like it's building to what you think is going to be a special year?
You know, each year is different. I can say that. But, you know, Brandon Marshall, like I was saying, you know, he's been putting in the work, you know, since OTAs. I've seen him out there just grinding, you know, him talking to Odell Beckham. I don't know what they talking about, but those, you just see that connection. You know, everybody else, you know, they see that connection, especially those other wide receivers. You know, as far as the defense wise, you know, we just out there trying to get it. You know, this probably the most fights I done seen in practice.
Good.
You know, since, you know, the year I came in, and that was me when the O-line jumped on me.
Right. You know? You're in an interesting spot as far as what you're going to do with your career. Mm-hmm. And I think you didn't say this publicly, but my guess was this: money's money. Had someone given you an extra $20 million, you should have taken it. And you would have taken it.
Right.
But was when you went through the stuff with your hand and how the Giants, I think, quite graciously treated you.
Right.
Did that play into your decision making, the relationship with them, and how they were good to you when you went through all that?
Yeah, that definitely played a big part of it. But you know, most the thing that played a real big part was my family. You know, that came down to the decision, you know, because I could have played on the franchise tender, you know, because I believe in myself.
Sure.
You know,
that's which would have meant 1 year, one kick year, ass, and then kick get ass, paid.
Which I'm a kid. Right. I kick ass every year. But, you know, that played a big part of it, but most of that played a big part of it was my family. You know, and I sat and talked to them, and, you know, they was like, this is the best decision. And I want to stay in New York, man. What other place is better than this?
Nothing. There's no place. And you're on a really, really good football team. I noticed, though, that while a lot – we've done a couple appearances with you. Adorama is the one that I remember most recently, the street fair.
Right.
But I noticed that you try to show some style, like the glasses are all right. And you're on a team with guys that think they've got style. Now – I don't know what Beckham wears to these sports award shows, but it's, I mean, it's a joke.
Yeah.
But I don't see you doing a lot of that stuff. Either Madison Avenue's not calling you to be like a J. Crew guy or a Brooks Brothers guy or pick your favorite clothing company.
Right.
Or you're not doing it. Like, why aren't you doing that stuff?
No, it's to be honest, man, that's not important to me. You know what I'm saying? Football is mostly important to me. You know, and my accident made me realize how close I came to losing that.
You and did.
I want to be able to put everything that I have on the football field. Now, those things come, they come, you know.
Right.
But my main focus is on the football field and actually staying healthy and getting to the playoffs.
Is there anything you can't do today that you could have did 3 years ago? You know, physically.
Physically, no, just maybe button up my shirt.
Right. It's a little tough, yeah. I never even thought of that. So, right?
He's got to learn how to do everything left-handed now.
Yes. No, actually, right-handed still.
Oh, it's right-handed.
Yeah, I still do everything normal, man. I still do everything normal. I'm always positive, man. So.
Right. Was there any level, now that we're years removed from it, and I know you're probably sick of talking about it, did you go through the period of being depressed about it at all?
No, I never had a down moment, you know, of being depressed. You know, right when that happened, you know, I was like, hey, got to go to the hospital. And then from there, I woke up in the next hospital, but it was just basically not being depressed. I was never depressed, you know. My family was, but sure. I knew I was going to be okay.
Well, see, this is the thing. You have amazing security in yourself and who you are. And you even said you would have played under the franchise tag. And
yes.
I'm glad you brought that up because you have another electric player in this locker room, maybe the most electric player in all of football, and that is Odell Beckham Jr.
Oh, yeah.
And he's a young guy.
Yes.
He says a lot of crazy things.
Yes.
I'm sure every day you guys wake up, you're just wondering what's he going to do next. Do you ever talk to him about like contracts and stuff like that? Because he came out, you know, you saw it last week and said, look, I want to be the highest paid player in football.
You know, and he should be, you know.
He's not a quarterback easy with
he's
that.
Not a quarterback. But
let's just talk about that for a second. It's still a quarterback's league. You know that, and I know that.
It is. It's still a quarterback league. You need a quarterback to throw your ball, but he is the best player in football right now. And Odell's going to be Odell. You know, we all was young. You know, I even went through that trade of, you know, I didn't care what I was saying. Not saying he don't care, but I'm talking about myself. I didn't care what I was saying around like age 20,
sure.
23,
sure, 24, right,
you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, he's his own guy, you know, and he has his family, he has his support, he has his circle.
So let me ask you a question.
Uh-huh.
He says all those things. It's great. It's fine. It's Odell Beckham Jr. because he's going to perform on the field.
Right,
he's
right.
on the practice field. Do you stand and watch what he does on the practice field?
Oh, yeah. You know, I love watching Odell dance, you know, especially pre-practice. You know, it's exciting, man. Every guy brings something different to the football field.
Talking to JPP here at Giant Camp, I'm going to ask you the $64 million question, the white elephant that's in every room right now, right?
Yeah.
So, amongst the guys in the locker room, is Colin Kaepernick a topic of conversation?
Not at all.
Zero.
Zero. You
know are I mean? Guys pissed that he hasn't gotten a job? You guys give a damn?
Man, honestly, nobody. I don't think nobody cares about that. Well, I don't care about that because at the end of the day, man, you can have a situation, but nobody really cares. You know, when my hand situation happened, nobody really cared. You know what I mean? In that particular moment, nobody cared. Everybody just cared about, you know, what was going on. They wanted a story. But in reality is, like, you can't really care about something that's going on that's not part of your life. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody have their own life to live, and that's what he chose. But he's not a topic. you know.
In the locker room, he's not.
That's what I want to hear.
Well, yeah, certainly publicly he is, and yeah, you know, I think, and you look, you're worried about your team right now, which exactly. is which is something that I can totally appreciate, and you're focused in on all of that. Eli Manning. You've watched him grow over the years. Yes. Has he changed much, or is he still the same old Eli that he was when you came in as a rookie?
Eli's the same old Eli.
Always will be.
Yeah, Eli's definitely a trickster. You got to watch him.
See, like, a lot of people don't get to see that. I know his brother has a reputation for being one of the worst pranksters ever in the history of the NFL. Right. So I guess he's a chip off the old block in that case.
Oh, yeah. Eli's definitely a prankster. And I remember all the pranks that he did on me when I came in.
How do you feel about having the former Jets starting quarterback here, Geno Smith?
You know, competition, man. You know, and guys are putting in work, man. You know,
isn't it weird, though, like, for guys like that where the hope is that they never play, which it's got to be a hit to your ego because you're all competitors, type A guys.
Right.
But, you know, and 32 teams have a guy like that.
Yes.
And the hope amongst the ownership and the team as well. You might like the guy a lot, respect him, he's a good guy and all that stuff. If that guy plays, we're screwed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I don't know, man. But at the end of the day, man, I feel like, you know, Geno's has been putting in work. He's been out there, you know, passing balls, and there's two more quarterbacks that's at that spot too. You know, nobody's safe, man. Nobody's safe, not even me. You know, because anything that can happen, you know, injuries occur. So nobody is safe.
Well, you know that better than anybody.
Oh,
can you throw a ball, righty?
Oh yeah, man. I can throw, catch. Like, you know.
Can let me see a football, please, Jerry?
All matters is if you can tackle.
Can you throw a spiral?
Oh no, I can't throw a spiral.
There you go.
A different way.
By the way, I can't throw a spiral either.
You can't throw a spiral.
No,
I'm having a tough time hitting that. See the garbage can out there?
Oh, no. I'm
every year we
I'm
come here
not hit that.
And we try to throw the ball into the garbage can.
You know what? Let's do it. Let's do it.
Let's do
this. You want to see this? Okay.
Yeah, I can try.
So he's going to try to do this. Yeah, you can take it off. Yep. Yeah, okay. So he's got his right hand. The right hand is the hand that he injured. He does not have his forefinger. And yet he could still grab the football. That's how big his rest of his hand is. What are we, doing? Oh, we're doing it underhand righty. Not good. Not good. You know, actually, he can throw an underhand righty ball really well is Phil Sims. He can throw it better underhand than he does overhand. It's almost like he's bowling. He hasn't. Yes. So wait a minute, JPP, you could bowl with your right hand.
Yes.
You can.
Yes.
How do you do that with the?
I don't use the
holes in the ball. You don't use the holes in. You just grab the ball. And your hand is big enough to do that, I guess. Well, not even close, Carton. Carton hits the bucket, and JPP missing again. How many were we going to do that? We're going to... Okay, good. That's great. See, that's why defensive linemen with half a hand should not be...
It ain't work.
Always good seeing you, pal.
Always.
Be well.
JPP,
good luck to you. That's JPP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.